Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace!
Can you add a manoeuvre with Rob Bollocks?
Mr. Bollocks, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Michael.
And are you very excited about this morning?
Oh, I'm just, mate, I'm just unbelievable.
When a topic comes, excuse the pun, floats to the surface.
Yeah.
And the more that you delve into it, the more fascinating.
Well, I tell you, a real good friend.
Then it's a great day for everyone.
It's a brilliant day. This all started off. I got a real good friend of mine who is a podcast listener. Phone, her name is spelt with an F.
Hi, Phone.
From Australia, and she sent me this really good article about indigenous mermaids in Australia, and it just blew me away. There was this lady from Arnhem Land, not really quite sure where that is, believes
that's up the top
she,
part.
She believes there are both freshwater and seawater mermaids.
Oh.
And I've never heard of a freshwater mermaid until I started doing this. Anyway, they're there to protect sacred sites, and if people don't look after them, the mermaids make them really ill. And if they overfish anything, they drown them. So they're quite nasty.
That's like a they're the freshwater ones.
Yeah, and they're called yak yaks, I think, or something like that.
Yak yaks.
York yorks.
York yorks.
YAWK. York yorks. And
whoop whoop.
And I don't know. And then after that, I thought, right, I'm going to.
I don't know.
I don't know about this. So I thought, right, I'm going to have a look at mermaids. And, you know, we all know about mermaids. You've seen like them on the movies and cartoons and that.
Yeah.
But when I started looking into it, every culture has mermaid stories. Yeah. And I mean, it's all over the world.
Like, when you think about it, like, I've had times where I've had some moments where it's been. I found myself quite fascinated by mermaids.
Well,
I had Tinkerbell moments too, but yeah, and then you think to yourself, oh, they're pretty beautiful mermaid sort of thing, you know, just in your imagination sort of thing. And then just taking stock of that, it's like that woman's half a fish.
Yeah,
you know, like the lower body of a fish.
Yeah,
is she really that beautiful with her scaly bottom, her lower half?
I've read so many accounts.
In the salty ocean, you know?
I've read so many accounts of it. There's hundreds of them, literally hundreds of them. I was overwhelmed with it last week. That's why I couldn't talk about it last week.
The way it's portrayed, it's the Victoria's Secret models of the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's portrayed.
Yeah, but
I think
not.
The reality of it would be quite different. In fact, the reality of the reality is quite different. But I mean, the reality of that, you know.
I'm going to start off about Romans, right?
Please.
They were pretty onto it. I love this bloke. Pliny the Elder. You must know Pliny the Elder.
Not to be trusted, to be honest.
In the first century, he wrote a book called Natural History that would shape European science for centuries. And he wrote about a half-human, half-fish creature called the Nereides. They would climb onto ships, and if they stayed on for too long, the ships would sink. So they really believe that the Greeks were into it, Mesopotamians, Scotland, all over Europe, every country you could think of, they got them stories, right? So that's that one. But my favourite one is the merman, because you've got merman as well.
I wonder if a landlocked country like Switzerland has the freshwater ones.
Oh, good point. You know, I never checked them out.
Is it a bodies of water thing, or is it an ocean
thing? Well, no, in Australia you've got them in billabongs.
I know, billabongs.
And lakes.
Yeah, they're bodies of water, aren't they? So.
But they're not tied to the sea or anything. No. You've got the freshwater ones.
You can't help it. I mean, it's a tiny far different. That's a different kettle of mythical creatures, isn't it?
Yeah. But in Scotland, off the coast of the Scotland, out of Hebrides, you've got these called the Blue Men of the Minch. All right,
the Blue Men of the Minch. The Minch. How do you spell
Minch? M-I-N-C-H.
I tell you what, I wouldn't.
Good band name.
Yeah, well, that's. It sounds like a word that should be a word for a thing.
Yeah,
but
okay. They got blue tinted skin and grey beards.
Because it's so cold.
And they that's another thing I'll talk about at the end of it. They would get on board a ship and they obviously flap about a bit, and they would challenge the captain to a rhyming contest.
Oh, like the same way. So let's keep it nautical.
Yeah.
So get aboard the ship. So like like a sea elephant or something like that, yeah. Suddenly breaching the yeah. and getting aboard the ship, like or a large sea lion or yeah. elephant, sea lion, elephant or a walrus.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think of other sort of ocean going
mermaid.
Because a fish, but a fish isn't gonna.
Yeah,
there's a text that's coming from Riff and he. Someone said, shut up, Havo, stop talking over people. We're having a discussion, caller. Stop texting over people. Riff's coming and said, what about mermen? Are they dangerous?
Well, that's what I'm talking about now, right?
I'm just trying to paint the picture accurately, yep. Rob, because, I mean, this is the Blue Men of the Minches, that's all new to me.
Well, they would challenge the captain to a rhyming contest. Now, if the captain was quick enough of wit and agile of tongue, he can beat the Blue Man and save everyone from a watery grave. So they'd have like almost like rat wars.
Yeah, but, yeah, like just the throwdown.
So. Yeah, yeah, just
like 8 Mile.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But on the equator or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but no, but off the offshore of Scotland, right?
So, but that's another thing I was thinking about, as you said, Blue. If you're going to be in the water all the time, I mean, I get cold in a bath. So yeah. You imagine they're going to be well wrinkly, aren't they?
Have you tried having the bath in hot water?
Yeah, but it's going to get cold eventually.
Right,
isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
So.
Yeah,
that must
I mean,
be why
yeah,
blue.
There's that thing that animals do though, where they're not like you know, fish don't wear clothes, dogs don't wear shoes,
no.
Birds are still birds with it's hot or cold, you know. Yeah, I'm not really figured that out. I was talking about that the other day actually. About, I saw a bird in the cold and thought, why didn't they wear a jacket?
We should make jackets for sparrow jackets.
Yeah, or just little hooded puffers, sleeveless like film crew puffer jackets. BFM okay. on them. Okay. BFM on them too. Okay. It's a free ad.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Japanese have a version of mermen, and they're called the kappa.
Mermen,
it's called the kappa. They live in rivers and lakes, and like the blue men, they sometimes interact with humans and challenge them to games of skill, which the penalty for losing is death, which is, you know, pretty bad. They said to have an appetite for children and those foolish enough to swim alone, but they especially like cucumbers. So, what do I have, a child or a cucumber? I don't know.
What if you haven't got any children, where are your cucumbers? What's Japanese for cucumber?
I don't know. Maybe someone could like text in.
Tess is looking it up. Good on you, Tess.
I mean, the most stories I've read, though, are actually from Holland.
Really?
In the 1600s, mermaids...
Oh, but Holland in the 1600s, I mean, that was going off in the 1600s.
There we go.
Curie. Kairi. Kairi.
Oh, there you go.
That's a Japanese.
A lot of them sort of came in through the dikes and everything and took human form, married people, even become Catholics.
Catholic? Really?
Yeah, they're right into Catholicism.
That's more disgusting than any sort of flapping fish on the deck.
But this is my favourite one, really, out of all of them. You know... What's it? Oh, Captain John Smith in 1614. He was the one who actually formed Jamestown and had a relationship with Pocahontas.
Oh.
Right, and he sighted a mermaid off the coast.
John Smith, yeah.
He sighted a mermaid off the coast of Newfoundland and was entranced, musing that her long green hair imparted to her an original character that was by no means unattractive.
Sounds like someone who's on White Zombie, L7 or... hole or something like that.
She had large eyes, a finely shaped nose, and well formed ears. As Captain Smith gazed at her, he began to fall in love with her until he realized she was a fish from the waist down.
A fish from the waist down.
Dun, dun, dun. just like some cultures depict mermaids as meek, benevolent beings, others as possessors of medical knowledge or as unlucky omens bringing disaster. Both the Indian and Greek folklore see mermaids as goddesses, some of whom were originally in a human form but were made half fish as a punishment from the gods. So I've read all these things, like check it out, just like google it. But my big thing is, why would people start thinking this?
You haven't touched on the old traditional sailors. What's that song I hear?
Siren.
Do you think maybe it's you've been on a boat with 70 other men for 9 yeah. months and only eating yeah. salted pork, and now you've gone bung? And is that what it is? No, it's this beautiful siren. Oh, I'm a trance. I'm going to jump off the boat and swim yeah. towards the song. Oh, look, she wants to make love to me, half fish woman. Oh, no, turns out she just wants to eat me.
A lot of them, they reckon, were like manatees and dugongs, because you got to imagine a lot of these sailors that they got in back in the like the 1600s or 1400s or whenever it was, they would be going into places.
Any port in a storm, is that what you're saying?
Well, they listen, I've been single for a long, long time, and I would know the difference between a dugong and a woman. I think as we said last week, they were eating stuff on board that had mould on it and stuff. Fishborn. But I don't know. I've read so many things about it and all that. Something must have happened for these.
Yeah,
things
no,
to
I'm,
start.
I'm with you. This sort of talk doesn't just. People don't just come up with stuff like this. And it's, especially on such a global scale, sea monsters, I understand, because even today, have you seen an octopus? That is a funky creature.
Yeah. And we know what happens when they break their chain. Yeah, we know. But there was
just the recklessness.
I don't know whether you saw
a sea monster chain.
I think it was in 2012. There was a mockumentary called Mermaids: The Body Found.
Right.
Which they pretended.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That was. I mean, I've seen that a couple of times, and I don't know. I want them to be real.
Me too. If anyone out there's got any sort of indication that there's more to the. There's more information. Like that documentary was actually a lot of people. A good friend of mine, a learned friend of mine, and a man of the world, really fell for that documentary. And rang me up and went, what the? Wah! You know, just like, and I looked at it, and there's a bit there at the end where it's just like, that's rubbish.
Yeah,
which is annoying. Yeah,
I think there's something to it. I really hope there is something to it.
The
ocean's huge. We still don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, we don't even know what's going on with our thoughts, let alone dreams and stuff. We don't even know how that works.
My big argument is they must be really cold.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's something to think about too. But, you know, you play the lie of the land, you make do with what you've got, and, it's amazing how resilient creatures are.
But just very quickly, in 2002,
very quickly, please.
In Zimbabwe, the water ministry announced delays in building two reservoirs due to mermaids hounding the workers away.
When you...
2012.
Oh, so as recently as 2012, mermaids are harassing workers.
They perform rituals and sacrifices to encourage the mermaids to leave workers alone, and it worked.
That country again?
Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Rob.
No, thank you.
The new Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks.
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
Brand new.